Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim. Rashi says Malochim Mamish. Mamish is Rosh Hashanah Malochim mi mitzvot she'osa. Whenever a person does a mitzvah, creates a malach. Rachmana l'shlan fakaret and Aveira also creates a shvaratz malach. Over the malachim were the shomrim of Yaakov were the malachim from the mitzvah that he created. When a person does a mitzvah in a healthy oifen with the full frishkeit, that's the koiches that the malach that he creates. It's not, it's a fraklach the malach if he does the mitzvah fraklach. There's a famous word by the Akedah that Avram Avinu, after the malach comes and tells him to take down Yitzchak, Avram is mesupik. Maybe this is not the right message. Maybe he's supposed to fear the Akedah. So the malach tells him, no, ki ati yadati shirei li kimato. Mimeni. The Malach says Mimeni. Look at me, I'm the Malach that was created from the Akedah. If you think you haven't done the job yet, look how big of a Malach I am. Don't be choishes that maybe it's not been done. Mimeni. From the Haychacha, the Malach says, I'm that Malach that you just created. The Akedah created it. The Rechaim HaKadosh says a different shot. The reason he sent Malachim Mamish, why didn't he send a messenger? Because there's a mile of a Malach, he says, this is the Rechaim said on his days, that you can send a message and at the same time you get the answer back, right? He didn't have instant messaging then. So the way to have an instant messaging is that you can send the malachim and already know what the answer is. At the same time, it's with malachim mamish. They say over that Rav Chaim Leib Auerbach, Rav Zalman Auerbach's father, he would travel in America. He had a yeshiva of Mekubalim. He was traveling in America. And in America there was a kibbutz, and in those times, this is 100 years ago, A big Oyvei Hashem, a kvutz, a small kvutz of Oyvei Hashem that had come to America. They called themselves the Malachim. And they asked him to speak to them, and he wanted to bring them out a message, a point. So he said, you know, it's interesting, Yaakov, in Parshas Vayetze, sees Malachim in a dream. He's after the 14 years in Shiva of Eiver, and he sees Malachim in a dream. And here after Vayishlach, he sees Malachim Mamsh. And Halaydobaru, the emphasis in Parshas Vayetze, it's after 14 years of Vayishkav Balayla Hu Avod Arba Esrei Shana in Yeshiva Eber, he didn't sleep. 14 years of steiging. And what is he Zaycha? He sees Malachim in a dream. And now he's coming out of Beis Lavan. 20 years in Beis Lavan, you would have think it's a lower Madrega. Now he's able to see Malachim. Malachim Mamish. What's the pshat? It should have been Fakert that he sees Malachim Mamish after the 14 years in yeshiva. So he said, he says, but we have a similar thing. On Yom Kippur, the beginning of Yom Kippur, after eating all day on Erev Yom Kippur, we enter Yom Kippur and we're Malachim Mamish. We say, Baruch Shem, Tvoy, Malchus, Tvoy, Malchus, Tvoy, Malchus, Tvoy, Malachim Mamish. And then after going through an entire day of the Yitzayim, when he finally gets a Meir of Moitzi Yom Kippur, we say, Baruch Shem, Tvoy, Malchus, Tvoy, Malchus, Tvoy, Nish Malachim Mamish. What's the pshat? He says, the pshat is, it all depends on where you're heading, what your goals are. This is what his message was to them and to us. When Yaakov is leaving yeshiva 14 years by Eiver, where's he going? He's headed to Beis Lavan. Then he only sees Malachim in a dream. He's coming 20 years out of Beis Lavan, but where is he heading? Back to his father's yeshiva. Malachim Mamish. Kamoiken Yom Kippur. After going through a full day of eating of Erev Yom Kippur, but where are you headed? What are your plans for the next 25 hours? Yom Kippur. Malachim Mamish. At the end of the time, you just finished Me'ilah, but you're thinking about the potato kugel already. Thus is Baruch Hashem quite mafusi loyim void. Because it's the nekuda of Malachim, that was his message to them. It depends where your goals are, where you're headed. Then I'm about right at the beginning of the parasha that there's a Kabbalah b'yadeinu, that parashas Vayishlach is a yesoi to teach us how to go through with golos. He brings that Rabbi Yana, whenever he had to go to Rome to handle with the Shiltoim, he would first learn up Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov's Mahalik of how to deal with Esau. Now, Bemis, he sends a message, Koy Soimron in Lavan Garti. You know, as he says about the Ladoira and the Tfilo and Muhammad, there's a lot of different facets to the Mahalik here. We'll go through a little bit of it, but Abad is Limud here for the Sugang in Golis. Now the Pasuk says, he says, Koi Soimran, Koi, the Gemara in Soik, in many places, Darshan's Koi means Balashan Koi, it's Koi Stavoruch and Koi. When it says Koi, it means Dafka Balashan Koi, it's not even in Shara Lashoin. Other things can be said, Bechaloshan, it's a parak in Soik, Eilon Amor and Bechaloshan, and Eilon Amor and Balashan Koi. The Gemara Darshan's, whenever it says Koi, Kai is mashma bedikta Lashon HaKodesh. Why are we here at the Dafka Lashon HaKodesh? Zok the Kerem Chemed, Amar the Gazach. He says, in Lovan Garti, Garti is Gemashi v'taryag mitzvah shamarti. What's the pshat taryag? I once heard the pshat is because to keep less than the taryag is no good, but who to keep more? That's also no good. It's about toysif. It's also no good. There's a pasuk b'emes in the Baruch HaBai Yitzchak. V'hoya kasher torid u'farak ta'ula mi'al tavarecha. You're going to do torid. Torid is 2614. That's also no good. Baltoisid is also because it's a problem that you're not doing it because of Kashem Tiva Hashem. You're doing it, you're making your own initiatives. That's a pircha on your whole Taryag. So it's very important to say Taryag. In love and garti, what does the Targum say? In love and Doris. Tafresh Yidal. The Targum is Tafresh Yidal. So it's very important. Koi Toimron, the Lashon HaKodesh, that it's Taryag, garti. Taryag, not like the Targum says Doris, which is then, it's going to be Vahoya Kashem Torid. Now you get the message that Esav is coming. Why is he so worried about killing others? What's so yeferelich? The emes is, we know that Rivka had said, there was a nevuah that Yaakov and Esav would die on the same day. And in fact, they didn't die on the same day, but they were nikbar on the same day. As we know the story, when they're finally coming to be koiver Yaakov, Esav has his head removed as well. Oh, but there was this nebuah that they're going to die on the same day. So Yaakov is scared also about killing others. He's going to kill Esav, means he's going to get killed. The Chanukah Satayr, in fact, says that's why he makes the deal of two machanois, and he made sure that the two machanois were a day apart. Because if it's a day apart, then even if Esav is matzliach to kill him, but he knows that Esav will definitely die based on Rivka's nevuah within the day. So v'hoya hamachan anishol l'fleita, by keeping the two machanes a day apart, he knows that even if he gets killed in the first, in the front line of the first machana, nevertheless the second machana will be l'fleita. The Kliyoka says of Shach, what does he mean by Yetzer lo? He was mitzayer that Yitzchak had passed away because he mistakenly thought that if Esav is running after him to kill him, must be that Yitzchak was already nifter, because Esav had said, Yikru v'yimei eval avi, and therefore he was vayetzeloi on the supposed besura of Petiras Yitzchak. There's another pshat, vayir vayetzeloi. We know that there are two issues. Yaakov says, Taryag gemitzvah shamarti. So what could be the issue? What could be the chash? What is he worried about? There's two things. First of all, he learned for 14 years in the yeshiva, even though the tzivui of Kibbut Av was in fact to go right away to do the Shidduch, and instead he took a little small stopover for 14 years. Pshadus Gedoyle Talmud Torah, you used to keep it up, the Gemara Megillah. However, you know, that's questionable. Maybe Yaakov wasn't positive about that, so he's worried a little bit maybe there was a pigi and keep it up. On the other hand, Yaakov married two sisters, Chois Ishtai, which we discussed last week, what would be the reasons why he is allowed to do that, but in the Mice he married two sisters. So there's a remez. Vayira Yaakov Moi Vayetzalai. Vayira is a remez. Ish Imoi Va'oviv Tiro'u. Ish imay v'aviv tiro'u, yiro, is remez on the inyan of kibbut av. And vayeter lo, the lashon of litzror, the pasuk when it says, the isra of isha l'chayt l'sikach litzror. Litzror is the lashon of the isra of achayt l'sikach. So that's the two things, vayira and vayeter. He's worried about kibbut av, and he's worried about litzror. And that's why the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Sadi Aleph that when the malach comes to meet vayeovek ish imay, there's a machlekes in the Gemara. Is the Vayavik Hashimi, was it like a Talmud Chacham or like a Yidit Kachav? Machlekes in the Gemara 2 days. How the Malach of Esav was Nidmeloi. Talmud Chacham represents this issue of Talmud Torah, Yosef Kibbut Av. And Yidit Kachav represents the Isser of Achay Tishti, came like a Goy, and a Goy marries two sisters, not a Yid. That's the two pshatim in the Malach that was Nidmeloi, ke Talmud Chacham and ke Yidit Kachav. So he was Vayirim Oy Vayetzeloi. But he says to himself, "In Yovei Yisav el Hamachan ha'achas v'iko, v'hoya Hamachan anisham afleita." So we said already, Yishat the Machanas were a day apart, based on Rivka's nevuah, Esav for sure will die. There's a big yisoid over here. In Yovei Yisav el Hamachan ha'achas, a person in life has to know if Plan A doesn't work, you have to always have Plan B. If not, push it that you just. You know, a person makes a mahalach, makes a tibun, but life sends you curveballs, life sends you turns, and you have to know, if plan A doesn't work, have in the background already plan B. Every person, you have to have a GPS that tells you to recalculate it. You see it didn't go. But Rav did the most important thing that everyone through life with his GPS, you have to know, you have to have a destination. So you still put it right in a destination. It might take some extra wrong turns, it might take a roundabout way, but you'll get to your destination. If you don't put the destination and you don't have a goal, you're not set on headed somewhere, so then your stomach are going to be far plunging. You have to know. There's another pshat that when Yavai Esav Ela Machane Ha'achas Viko V'hoi Ha'machane Anisha L'Fleita, all through the Golas, this is a very important Yisoy that the Gedolim always used to say through the very long Golas that we're in, that Dafka when the Yidden thought that they're going to come close with the Goyim and they can be Ke'echad Ha'amim, and that's the Tzura of how there won't be Sinas Yisrael and there won't be Esav Sen Liakav, Dafka then it always turned against them, and Dafka then there was. If the Yidden realize that he's a Golas Yid, so you can read it into the pasuk, but there is Rush. Im Yavai Esav El Hamachne Ha'achas, if Esav shows up and he sees us as wanting to connect to him as one big machane, Red Zechayim, Vehikohu, then you're going to get clapped from him. V'hoya Hamachne Hanishar is Fakeret. When Esav shows up, you treat yourself like Shirayim. You show him and he realizes that you're treating yourself as in your Golas, and then it's going to be with later, then he won't shepherd. Dafka, when you think that you want to try to make it one with Esav, Dafka from there comes the clap from the guy. The Ramban writes, V'hoya ma'amachana anishra l'fleita, Meir the Gazak, the Ramban writes, that this is a remez l'doyer, that even when Esav wants to clap us, and sometimes on a tremendous level, be'echas u'v'kavas, on how much of Klal Yisrael is under his shlita, there's always going to be the place where it's l'machana l'fleita, where Klal Yisrael is yeh going to be batzol. Chofetz Chaim was nifter in 1933 and he was already menabe, so was the Meshech Chochma, that there was going to be a tremendous upheaval in Klal Yisrael in Europe. And he said though, and it's the pasuk from this week's parasha, from this week's Haftorah in Ovadia, Uvahar Tzion Tia Pleita V'hoya Kodesh V'hoya Hamachan Anisha L'Pleita, which is in the parasha lane. But they asked him, so where is it going to be? Uvahar Tzion Tia Pleita V'hoya Kodesh. So you have to know a little bit about history in Tovshin Aleph, Tovshin Beis. Hitler, Yimach Shemom, with all of his chayalim, were trying to take over the whole world. That was the plan. The Japanese were angry at that he's not going to go take them at the end. That was also his plan. Aber Akoponim, he was mamish near the gvul of Eretz Yisrael. Rommel, his general, was there, very close to Eretz Yisrael. The Yishuv that was here living in Eretz Yisrael was borrowed to them. That within a few days, there was already bombings, and within a few days, they're taking him over also. And the Ponovich Rav was already here in Eretz Yisrael. Mamish, a She'eris HaPleita from Ponovich, his whole Kehillah was killed out of his family. And a Boita Yeshiva, a big Yeshiva, a Yeshiva that could hold hundreds of Bachrim. There's nothing going on, there weren't hundreds of Yeshiva Bachrim, everyone's getting killed. And he's building a Yeshiva, a Grace Yeshiva, that's going to be on Shane Ponovich. Ponovich is in Ponovich. This was, he built it in a little village called Bnei Brak at that time. Someone wanted to tell me this week, learning the sugya of Yoyrid, the L'chayra, Al-Din Yoyrid, he could mourn all the different people living there in the area where he was building his yeshiva. He didn't Yoyrid that he's being mashbiach, that the apartments are becoming worth more. It's Ken Dino, but B'Shas Meisim, he was doing that. The people that were living around, they weren't thinking that their apartments are going to be worth more. Not just because they didn't think the building was going to be built. But they told him, you know, there's a Muhammad going on in here. He said, no, the Chavit, he knows. V'har Tzion a place of Yekodesh. If you ever go to Ponovich, there's a big sign, huge sign on one of the buildings. V'har Tzion a place of Yekodesh. This was the message. And Takas at Tzuchgeboit, the Tzuchgeboit, the ganze yeshiva, the ganze resurrection of the Olam HaTorah, the three yeshivas. Now Yaakov was davening. Hatilei no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Very interesting ha'ara. In last week's parasha, Lavan is running after Yaakov, and the Kaddish Baruch was nigla to Lavan b'chaloyim, and tells him, "Don't shepherd." And Lavan stands aside. Why didn't the same happen over here with Esav? Why is it different that by Lavan, the Abraham intervenes, and he's nigla to Lavan and tells him, "Don't do it." Hashem could have done the same thing to Esav with his Arba fish. So the Meshech Chochma says an interesting pshat. He says, how was How was Lavan able to be zeichet to a chaloyim, to be able to see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? The Torah says all those years it's when he had trufin, which is avodah zarah. Someone told me there was a trufin told Lavan what to do, where to go. It was his iPhone, his zach. So he had the trufin, he wasn't able to be. When Rachel stole the trufin, then he was able to be zeichet to an avodah. That's why the Abbas was able to nigla to Lavan, because he didn't have his trufin. Is disconnected. Of nishta. Over there's another pshat. The Rabbi, based on the Ramban, the Rabbi Nishlalim staged this confrontation of Esav with Yankov, because it's the limud of Parshas Vayishlach to learn how you're supposed to fear them with Dairon Tefillah and Muhammad. Lavan is a river, we want to get rid of him, fine. But Esav, the Abish to stage this bedavka that he didn't tell Esav not to come. He wanted this confrontation that we should see how Yaakov davens and he davens as he lady know. Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav. And he sends also Doiroi. Yaakov Avinu sends a Doiroi. Count up the animals that he sends, Izam Asayim, Yitzyoshim, Esrim, Vechule, the Bnei Yisoschar, Agra the Kala, all of this Hasidic Shasvarim, they write that the amount of behemoth that Yaakov Avinu sends to Esav is 580. Sachak, all of the behemoth is 580. 580 is Sotir. Esav is Sotir. That's the Sotir La'azazel. That's the Sotir La'azazel. On Yom Kippur, we send something to that side of Esav, to the side of Ra. To understand the teeth kind of what it is, but we give a Sotir La'azazel. This was the Sotir. As a matter of fact, of the 500 behemoths, there was 20 Seirim, 20 Ezim. That was the Cholos. Because Yaakov for 20 years was away. He wasn't Makrav. The Avodah Yom Kippur, he was by Lavan's house. I guess by the Yeshiva of Eber Advice, they did. But this is the 20 years he was by love, and he's sending 20. But the Sahakal is 580. That's the Sotir La'azazel. And what happens after that? The Yafei Nosta Sukkos after Yom Kippur. You can't get the Sukkos. You mastered yourself from the Ra. You give Esav his Doiroi. And then you're ready for the Yafei Nosta Sukkos. Now he meets up here with Esav, and it says he comes with Achasar Yelodov. Rashi asks, Vedino Heichen Hoysa. Where was Dino? So Rashi says she was in the box, so Esav shouldn't see her. The lechay nenesh Yaakov, shemona meyachiv, shema tachzirena lamutov. Yaakov was nenesh. I heard the pshat. You read the Rashi a little differently. Yaakov was nenesh. He was meneher from his brother because Yaakov was worried. Shema tachzirena lamutov. He didn't want that. That's the last thing he needed in Esav. He didn't want the shema tachzirena lamutov. So Esav live in the Esav. Plus, you read it differently. He was my neighbor from Ochim, and it's a chaval, because maybe she could have been Masha Lamutta, which is a good thing. Some say that's part of the Menea. Yaakov didn't want to be Menea. The Cholotin is a famous kasha. How do we know Dino was in the box? It says, Achadus or Yelodov. So the Mepharshim asks, how did Rashi know Dino was in the box? Maybe Naphtali was in the box. Maybe someone else. Maybe Dino was there, and one of the other children was in the box. Or give a different Hezbollah. So the simplest shot is, because what Hezbollah do you have that Naphtali is in a box? What's the deal? Dino, we have a Hezbollah. He doesn't want Esav to see it. It's shint. That's a glant of pshat. The Gros says a different pshat. He says, we know that the Binyamin was zoiche, that the Beit HaMikdosh was nivne b'chelkoi, because he was the only one who wasn't mishtachavet to Esav. If you're going to tell me that Dino was out there and a different one of the Shvatim was in a box, he also wasn't mishtachavet to Esav. Why wouldn't he be the one zoiche to the Beit HaMikdosh? That was Rashi Echrich. That must be Dina is the one that was Nelam, and all the other Achadus or Yelodov were there. As I saw, the girl. Now, after this meeting here with Esav, Rashi brings the Be'etzem, Vayivotu Yaakov Levadoi, and that's parallel to Beniskov Hashem Levadoi, because eventually this represents here the entire night of the Golos, and we're going to get eventually to Beniskov Hashem Levadoi. The Sforum also explained that this is really connecting, but the Sforum explained, Vayivotu Yaakov Levadoi. Levadi is to the base Habad. We get the Chanukah. Levad. The Bad is where you prepare the Shemen. That's where you get to the Bad. By even Loi, Vayis, Ulmachneos, and Sukkot, Loi is 36, is the 36 Neiris, and it has a lot of the Chanukah. But we'll talk about it in a different time, so as we went through having that cooking. Who had in this farm explained that the Pachim Ketanim that Yaakov went to get back that night was a Pachim Shemen. A special pach of shemen of Nes that he found when he was born in the Maseva, and there's medrash that says that this is the same shemen that they were moishik the shemen of Mishra by the Mishkan, and later on Eishes the Isha Hatzorfes and the Eishes Eivavya and the Shemin. This Shemin, it's the Seder of this Shemin, the Pachim Ketanim, was Taka by Yavosu Yaakov Levade from the Beis Abba. This Shemin is Taka, the Shemin of all the Shemin of Nes that comes later on in history. That's the Pachim Ketanim over here. Now Yaakov has a confrontation with the Sori Shel Esav, Ayavosu Yaakov Levade, Ayavosu Kishimi Adolai Sashach, which represents the Golos, Ma'is Ovisim Levonim. Like we said, the Eibishter staged this. He could have told Esav not to show up, just like Lovan, but then we would miss out this whole concept. The whole concept, this was staged, it should be like that. That it should be by Ayavosu Kishimi Adolai Sashach. According to some of the Piyutim that we say in Pesach night and the Seder, this happened on Leil Seder on Tezlov Nisan. Chassam Sofer has a cheshbon that it happened on Tisha B'Av, Leil Tisha B'Av. There's a connection in Atbash between Leil Tisha B'Av and Leil Seder, but there's a machlokes when this happened. We already spoke that before Mount Tabor is not a sphere, but this either happened on Leil Tisha B'Av that Yaakov was Nifga. Now the Malach gives him a message by Yoimer Lo Yaakov Yoimer Eid Shimchakim Yisroel. We have to know that later on in Perek Lamed Hei, near the end of the parasha, that Rabbeinu Shloilem is nigla to Yaakov. The Rabbeinu Shloilem also confirms this message. But at this point in the parasha, he's given this name by a malach. Now it's interesting. Yaakov and Satan, he fought here with the Satan. Yaakov and Satan together, the Gemara of Yaakov and Satan is the Gemara of Yisroel. Yaakov is 182, Satan is 359, and together that's Yisroel. When he's misgaber on the Satan, it becomes Yisroel. Yaakov and Yisroel together, the Gemara is the Gemara of Kara Satan. We know that Yaakov, even though he gets the new name Yisroel, this Sfarim will explain this, that he also keeps the name Yaakov. There are many explanations to this. I saw one of those very minutes, this Sfarim explained. Yaakov represents more Yira, and Yisrael represents more the Inyan of Ava, and you need both Inyanim, and that's even Beremez. It says, V'hoye in Yovei Esav ala machana ha'achas v'iko, V'hoye ha'machana nishra l'fleito. You have also the Bechina of Yaakov, and also the Bechina of Yisrael, and together, Ataka makes Kiras Sotam. Another fascinating thing that Arizal writes, that Yisrael, the name Yisrael that's given to him, which is the name of the Uma also, Klal Yisrael, B'nei Yisrael, the Yisrael is the letters of all of the Yimoyt and all of the others. Yud is Yankiv and Yitzchak, Sin is Sarah, Resh is Rachel, Rivka, Aleph is Avram, Lamed is Leah. It has the names of all the others and all the Yimoyt is the conglomeration of it. When it gets to the height, the Shlemus of it, all of that, all of the Kaikas and all of the others and all of the Yimoyt put in is the name Yisrael. Now, Be'emes, this confrontation, of course, is also with the Sorish Lesov, it's also with the Satan, with the Yetzihara. And he doesn't have a name, it's the Moir of the Gazach. Vayomer Elav Mashmecha. Hagidah Noshmecha. First, they're introducing each other after they find. So he says, okay, your name is Yaakov, very nice. Your name is Yisrael. I said, what's your name? He says, Lamazet Shalashmi. The Yetzihara doesn't have a name. The Yetzihara is this to say their name-changing situation at a very rapid pace. iPhone 6, 7, 10, 20, 30. It just keeps on changing the names and various Kufis and Klal Yisrael. There's always another Nekuda of the Melchama. It says on the Yetzirah in Parashas Bereishis, Bechol Yetzir Machshav Es Liboy Rak Ra Kol Hayoyim. Rak Ra Kol Hayoyim is the Soy Tefes Amolek. He's hidden in there also. Rak ra kol ayoyim. But the Zemurah the Kazakh, the Chidah asks, the Yetzirah is rak ra? Rak in English. No, I'm talking about rak in Hebrew. Rak. Rak ra? Like it's a little bit, just a little bit of ra. Rak ra. But hey, he's ayoyim v'noira. What's this? That he's rak ra kol ayoyim. Zok the Chidah, that's exactly the point. Every little time he comes to you with a little clipper, a little tiny thing, he's always rock ra, just this little ra. That's how he builds it up against you. Soif, hey, voice is Amalek. It's rock ra, kol ayoyim. Every time He comes with a little powerful looking dish, like I said, it was great eerie and not so bad. Shtickle. Rak ra kol hayom. Person has to know to be makir his name. We don't know his name, but we have to know to confront him with whatever name he comes to us with. There's a story with Pinchas Mikaretz. He once saw a group of the Hasidim, they were schmoozing. And so he asked them, what's the sugi? What's Hanukman? So he said, they said, the Hasidim told him, Pinchas, they said, we're doing about the Yetzirah that's being roided after us. So he says, I don't think that you have anything to worry about. You're not yet by the Madrega that the Yetzirah is running after you. You're still at the stage where you're running after him. You don't have to be worried about him running after you. They say over that Rameir Mithrasnyan, his father came to him once and was trying to tell him to get up early in the morning. And he told him, Zester, the Yetzirah already came up. The Yetzirah already got you and he's here and he's coming to wake you up. He says, yeah, I have a Yetzirah. Is that what? The Yetzirah doesn't have. Although that's itself a deep concept, whether who are Satan, who are Yetzirah, if he really wants to do what he's doing or he's forced to, there's a Nishpayat, it's a Taka against the Sugi. As Yaakov approaches Esav, he sets up the children, and it says, "Es Leah v'Ladeh Achroinim, ve'Es Rachel ve'Es Yosef Achroinim." An interesting lashon. He sets the first of Bnei Ashvachos, then Leah, and then Rachel. But by Leah, which is the middle of the three, it calls her Achroinim. This is interesting because we had in the Gemara Baba Basra, the Gemara says, the pasuk says in Chagai about the second base of Migdash. Godel year quite a bite as the Achroim in Orishan, and the Gemara explains that the Achroim, the second base of Mikdash, is going to have bigger cover than the first base of Mikdash, either because it lasted 10 years longer, or because it was 70 amas higher, so it had more cover. There were leitzani ador shayuaimim that there won't chas v'shalom be a third base of Mikdash. The pasuk says Godel year quite a bite as the Achroim min Orishan, that there won't be a third one. So there are many rites, not like that, to this idea that when you have a series of three, you're allowed to call the second of the series Achroin. One of the rites that they brought was from over here, because it says as Leah Viladah Acharoinim, and nonetheless afterwards as Rachel Viladah Acharoinim. Lamaik, look up, you know, that pasuk in Chagai, there is a pshat. It's not like the Gemara Baba Basra, but there's a pshat that the entire pasuk there is referring to the second base of English. And it's saying, Herdis, who made it even nicer, God will give quite by to the Achroin, the second time, the last time that Herdis is going to do it. It's going to be even more mechubid than the first time. The second base of Mikdash was good. Meaning everything is on the second base of Mikdash. Another raya that was the Tosfos Yontif and Dmai, Perek Zayin brings, it's Tosfos Rashba also, to this idea that a series of three, the second of a series, can be called Achroin, is because of Pasha Shmois, it says, the Rabbi Hashem told Moshe that there's going to be an Ois of the Nochosh and a Matet that turns into a Nochosh. And then there was a second Ois that his hand turned into Ras. And the Rabbi Shem says, "V'hoi imoy aminu l'koil ha'ois harishayin, the nachash, v'he aminu l'koil ha'ois ha'acharayin." It's a ras. And the next pasuk, "V'hoi imloy aminu gam l'shnei ha'ois ha'isa'ele, the dam, the mind turns to dam." So you see, it's called the ras acharayin, even though there's a series of three. V'chohena there are other rayas and avada and the Ezra Hashem. We're waiting for the third base of English, but there's an interesting word from the Chassam Sofer in Parshas Boy. Pasha's boy when Yidna Rav Mitzrayim, and it's describing that they used to put the dam on the wall that the Avishah should jump over. The lashon of the pasuk is Vahoya Hadam Lois Al Habotim. The dam will be an oist on the bottom of Klal Yisrael that the Rabbanim Shalom should jump over. Pesach, Shapasach. Zochta Chasam Sofer Beremet. Vahoya Hadam, dam that by Moshe Rabbeinu there was a third oist of dam is an oist on the bottom on the Bati Amigdash. Those that wanted to say that there's not going to be a third base Amigdash because it says the bayis Achway Minorishoy. The dam, the third oif by the dam, is an oif on the bottom of the Bati Amikdash Azoif, said the Chassam Sofer. Now, there's a fascinating ha'ara. Esav is coming after Yaakov with 400 men and he was coming to kill him. What happened that when he meets up with Esav, suddenly Esav is a tatala? And they speak nicely. By Yishokeyu, by Yechavkeyu. What happened? The message he got
was that he was coming with Arba Mei Kiddush to kill him. Where's the Mapecha in the Sugya? What happened?
Maybe the Doiron did it.
Maybe.
Maybe the Tefillah did it. The Zohar said that the Vayishtachu Ar Tosheva Pa'amim Kepshut, it looks like he's bowing down to Esau. The Zohar learned he was meaning Mespala, it was Sheva Yishtachavoyis to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and it was a Koyach of Tefillah. So maybe that's what did it. But the truth is, this Doiron, this Tefillah, and this Mulchama, there was already a Mulchama. The Mulchama that Yaakov fought with the Sorishal Esau, that's not a Zaytiga abstract thing. If Yaakov was Menatzeach on the Sorishal Esau, that establishes that he was Menatzeach. Wars are fought really upstairs in Shemayim, not like what we think of right here. It's not the Tehillim, it's the Tehillim. It really is. When Becharbi Vakashti, Rashi says, it means Bebeusi. What he davened, and what he was able to be Menaseach with Koiches Ruchmi and Negev the Sorei Shel Esav. That when Esav finally comes, so then he's Tatalek. Lemaisa, you have here the story of Gid Hanoshe. The Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch explains that Gid Hanoshe is to remind us all through the Golus that Yaakov was Menatzeach against the Sorei Shel Esav, and this gives Klal Yisrael Koyches to go through. Although it's interesting, other Rishonim also explain that it's representing the Yecholus Lenatzeach through the entire Golus. Ada lo yistashach. You know, but Yaakov Avinu, Lamaisa, came out of this confrontation wounded. So he lay al Yerecha. He won entirely. What's the Tzilei al Yerecha? The last minute he gave him a zet over there. What? In the Gid Hanoshe. There's a vart from the Magid Minsk. He says, Avad the Yaakov won. He gives a marshal. Let's say there's a chess match. There's a confrontation and people are watching the chess match. From both sides, there's a chess match. Two brilliant minds are trying to play chess. And one of them, Lamaisa, wins. He didn't win yet, but it's set up as a checkmate. I mean, the other guy has to, you know, the other guy still has to make the move, which is Mamonashach. He stops there, he stops. He has to make his Mamonashach move that's going to kill him. So the loser, the one that lost the game, takes the whole board, throws it on the floor, and gives the guy a punch in his nose. No, he won! He won! He knocked him out cold! It took him 3 hours to wake him up. But he won! Of course not, because that wasn't the battle. It was a chess match. Now, similarly, the vikuach of Esav and Yaakov, whatever we understand, is by Yovek Yishimah Shehelu Ovek Ad HaShemayim. There was a ruchniyus, the kekoyches of a battle over here. When the Malach saw he's losing, and he lost, okay, so he gave him one zet to say that doesn't stop. Stop a poor loser, not a. And other because of the Magen Minsk. But the emes is there's a moiru degetivka over here. All through the Golus, the Vayovek Yishimah, as we know from hundreds of years, there were many Hashkofis, isms, communism, socialism, nationalism, all the isms that are coming, and all kinds of mishunadike Hashkofis that came to go against Hellenism, the Yevonim, all the isms, all through the years. And at Olam Chafs, where Avada, at the Ikfis of the Mashiach, the Nesoyin that our Dor is facing is that one zet that the Malach gave him by the Gid Hanoshe. That's what we're fighting now. So Olam has to know. We're coming out to Lei Al Yerecha, but that's the Mulchama that we have to be Menatzeach. Shmiras HaBris, the Kedusha. That was the Tilei Al Yerecha. We're nearing the end. There's another fascinating thing. Yaakov and Esau, we spoke about this concept other times from a different angle. Yaakov says, and Yaakov and Esau are talking here, they're not talking a lot of terms here. Yaakov says, Yeshli Koil. And Esau says, Yeshli Rov. And that's all the difference in the world. The obvious are Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. Yaakov has Koil, Yaakov has everything he needs. Sameach Bechel Koil. He has what he needs. Esau is Yeshli Rov. He's Yeshli Mon, and Reitha Masayim. The Maila, the Koyach of being Yeshli Koil. There's a vart Pasuk says in Mishlei, Leiv chochem li yaminoi, v'leiv ksil lismoiloi. The leiv is lamed beis. What's to the right of lamed beis? Lamed and beis, aleph and chof, that's ach, that's lamait. To the left of lamed and beis is gimel men, that's gam. The leiv chochem is li yaminoi. His leiv says, ach, to be lamait, even from what he does have, and it's the freedom of it. The leiv ksil is lismoiloi, he wants gam, begam, 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 doesn't end. Leif Chochem is Mimin, that's the Yeshli Koil. The Yeshli Koil. There's another big sugi over here. You have Batei Dino and Shimon and Levi, Achei Dino come and they kill out the whole city of Shechem. Is the machlokes mishoinim? What's the sugi here? What was the nifneima neru nischayvu anshei Shechem, the whole city? Misa. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, k'tzor, it's a big sugi, but the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says, peretes halacha yudalit, that b'nei noyach on its tavo on the dinim, and by b'noyach you don't need a full bez, and every yochid could be the dayan. So every single person in the city of Shechem could technically have been the dayan to dan. Shechem himself is doing it. And therefore the all chayim misa, ben loyach is chayim misa. The Ramban, after an argument in the parsha, brings this Rambam, he's choylik on it. That if ben loyach doesn't get nerag for not doing dinim, they have dinim, it's one of the shev misas, but he's not chayim misa, for being nimna and not dan. No, he says, Avad, the whole city was Rishoyim, and they were Avad, Oibra, and Gimel, Averis, and the Sukumfi Allah misa. The Rechaim says a different shot, that Be'emes, they were only trying to kill Shechem and Hamor, but the rest of the city tried to protect them, so they had to kill them anyway. And then he has another shot, they were Messiah and the Gezel. They were Messiah and the Gezel. There was a mice of Gezel over here. They were Messiah and the Gezel. And there's many other pshatim in the Rishonim. The Chedush Yerim said an interesting shot. Chedush Yerim said that Be'emes, it's mevorah that this was Levi's bar mitzvah. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ben Shlosh Yisrael mitzvahs, and Rashi already brings in the Bar Tanura, they bring because it says Vayikhu in this week's parasha Shimon Levi Achei Dino, and they're called Achim. No, not Achim. Ish. Vayikhu Shimon Levi Achei Dino Ish Escharba. So Ish. They were called Ish, and he makes the cheshbon if Yaakov started having kids after 7 years by love, and he got Leah. Then he worked another 7 for Rachel, but he was already married to Leah. Yeah? So he has children, and another 6 years with the Tzoyin, and 2 years on the Derech, he works it out. Maybe Cheshmet for pregnancy. Levi Pump now is becoming, by Simon's ready, he's 2 months older, and Levi is Bar Mitzvah. The Goyin has a whole kasha there in his Pirush and Ovis that it doesn't stem the month, the Ayin Shaman, in the Mishnah, Pirkei Ovis, Perakei Mishnah. But this is what they bring the Raya, it was Bar Mitzvah. Dr. Chedush Yerim, Levi had a Bar Mitzvah Shekel. His Bar Mitzvah Shekel was the Chiddush. We know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. A goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. Zok Techdush Yerim, Levi's Bar Mitzvah Pshetel was that who was in Akum Shemo was also Chayiv Misa. Akum that's Mal, me was also an Ois, and the goy is not allowed to Shepel with that, and they weren't Mal Gavers, so they were Mal. They were given the Eitz at the Mal, and that was the Chayiv Misa. And he not only said his Bar Mitzvah Drasha, he feared it Ois. Azoy, Hakazok, the Chedush Yerim. Well, Firoch, it says at the end of the parsha, the whole Seder Advarim of Esav and all of his wives, one of his wives' name is Botma. Rashi brings at the end over here that really her name was Mochlas, as mentioned in the previous parsha. And he brings the reason she was called Mochlas is because a Choson is Moichmul Moyal Kolav Einoisav. And the Makor is Rashi brings from the Yerushalmi and Bikurim. A Choson, a Nosi, and a Chochem Shoyul Gedula is Miskaper, and it's Miskaper al Kol Avay Noisav. It's interesting. It says Choson Moichel Le Kol Avay Noisav. I was Mesupik. If Kala also is Moichel Le Kol Avay Noisav, only the Choson. But it's interesting because over here we're talking about the Choson is Esav, the Kala is Mochlas Esav. But state that this is Gar the Makar on the Moichel Le Kol Avay Noisav. There's a Halacha Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer and Simon Samach Aleph. That noyagin, that the chosin and the kala are supposed to fast. And it's a machlokes in the Beis Shmuel that he brings two reasons. What's the inyan that the chasan and kala? One reason is because it's the yoyim of mechilas avonis. And I bezoy, if that's the pshat, say chasan and kala both the harai kala. Also moichum ayam. Another pshat is that they shouldn't become shikr before the chuppah. If they're going to eat, they might drink also. That's what they should fast. I bezoy, there's no raya. There's an afkamina between these two pshatim. If the chuppah is in the afternoon, as the tzoyim of kapara, the chuppah, they should continue fasting till shkir. Oppositely, if the chuppah is way after the night, after the second chuppah, as the shtakr, they should still fast, but as tzoyim of kapara, it's enough till shkir. If a father is Mekadish's daughter, or someone is doing kedushin on Yidei Shliach, the chuppah, the kapara is on the chuppah and kala alein. The shalo yishtakru is on the one that's actually doing the chalos. The chohen is more of an idn. Good.